If you have spent some time in downtown Fayetteville over the last 2 years, you may have noticed 6 ominous stick sculptures on Tyson Plaza in front of the Walton Arts Center. Out of the Woodwork was constructed from the trunks and limbs of ash saplings by world-renowned artist Patrick Doherty, with the help of over 100 volunteers. When the artworks were constructed in May of 2012 for that year's Artisphere Festival, the artist and Walton Arts Center officials said they would be pleased if it stayed up until the next year's event. 2 years later, Walton Arts Center enters Artisphere 2014, and the sticks have come down. But as I found out, they'll still play a role in this year's celebrations.
Hey, Beat Man, you ready?
The volunteers and the artist who constructed the 6-piece Stickworks sculpture out of the woodwork are long gone. But 3 facilities employees of the Walton Arts Center are on hand to ensure it gets properly taken care of. On a sunny spring morning one day last week, they worked in an area of Tyson Plaza in front of Walton Arts Center on West Avenue, just steps south of Dixon, knocking the 16-foot sculptures over, slicing through them with a chainsaw, and tossing them into a mulcher. As Beth Bobbitt, public relations manager with Walton Arts Center, explains, the artist's intent behind more than 200 stickwork sculptures around the globe is to be temporary.
And beautiful and iconic, but then to take it down before it gets hazardous. So as you can see, there's one sculpture standing and it's wilting and kind of tearing off in places. And so we do want to make sure and take it down before it gets dangerous. And it's great. You know, we've gotten a lot of questions from the public. Can we relocate? Can we repurpose? And we really can't relocate because, you know, they just don't last that long.
But they can repurpose the sculptures, and they are, by turning it into mulch. Over a 2-day period last week, the 6 gentle giants were turned into 6,000 pounds of mulch, which were then bagged in preparation to be passed out to the community. Beth says the decision to turn it into mulch was just made recently, but was one that fit naturally into the annual Arts and Nature Festival. The 2014 Artisphere celebration will take place this Friday evening, beginning at 5:30 with music, artist talks, performances, and the first 120 attendees with interest will receive a ticket to pick up their bag of woodwork at Nadine Baum Studios. Exhibiting the cycle of life as something once alive going back into the earth to help build the next tree. And so is the cycle of Artisphere. Across the plaza from the dismantled stickworks that sunny morning last week was a peddler's cart. Painted across the side, the word Enviro Fountain. The work is part of an exhibit for this year's Arts and Nature Festival, where a peddler's goods would be on display are plants, mosses, and grasses buried into dirt. And the cart, it made a ticking sound. The work is part of a larger exhibit called Enviro Fountains and is the brainchild of Ben Flowers, Luke Knox, and Harry Scott. I met with the artist Ben Flowers at his place of employment, Arcega's at the Depot, which is also a location for 1 of 6 Enviro Fountains. Flowers says the sculptures make light of where society sits at the dawn of the age of pervasive computing.
Where we're at right now with like oversaturated media and technology and devices kind of like infiltrating our lifestyle, and how to show like a regrouping of that in a positive light and a new notion of what it can mean to kind of coexist with technology.
As Artisphere is a festival showcasing the collaboration of arts, Enviro Fountains adds in technology. The works use computers to detect social interaction around the works using a microphone. The computer turns whatever feedback it gets from its surroundings into algorithms that are then turned into a water flow. Essentially, it tracks how people are interacting with the space.
In this one, in Arcega's, it's more of an ambient noise from the restaurant below dictating the development of the garden above. And then in other ones, it's more of a direct experience where you're talking to the devices and watching them water this garden.
9 boxes hang high above the diners and coffee drinkers. They contain trees, vines, and plants. And as the patrons socialize over the next 6 weeks, Ben expects the plants will grow, filling out the ceiling with green space. The 9 boxes are divided into 3 clusters, each area with its own microphone. He says the placement defines areas of interaction within the restaurant, from the bar space to the main restaurant to a quieter study space in the back. Large blue buckets next to each cluster contain their water that is dispensed through clear plastic hoses. As I visited with Flowers on a relatively quiet midweek afternoon inside the depot, the hum of the restaurant was quite distinct. It's hard to imagine the noise level on a busy weekend evening or morning brunch. I was curious if the plants were at risk of being overwatered as the noise level increases.
They are at risk of so many different things, yeah. And each site, it's a huge challenge of planning with different people to try to come up with what plant is ideal for certain situations. And we've encountered problems there, but it's just this huge learning curve of all of us getting a lot of exposure to these different types of plants. We built the beds in a way to where they can retain water and drain water in certain ways. In this case, it's not possible to drain water to people down beneath them. So we've created these small like reservoir collectors. So runoff water can go into the bottom of them and then we can drain them throughout the progress of this process.
The computers and water devices here are actually on a timer so that the plants can't be overwatered. Ben has a BA in fine arts and drawing and ceramics. And he works here at the depot, which he says allows him to get his hands dirty in his artistic pursuits. But it also helps with collaborating with people.
And that's what this was. It was, you know, this kind of creative community that's been fostered in the Arcegas Depot of all of these different artists and, like, creative thinkers working, you know, this kind of hourly wage job to keep their hands free to do creative work, kind of all working towards one vision together. So we had one plant specialist who was an employee here, we had one sign painter who was an employee here, a builder, and then several assistants that all came from this employee group.
Placing the pothos vines, Virginia creeper, and jasmine branches high above the diner seemed a logical place, as it is space-saving and away from the outdoor elements. There are also 5 other locations in the area that are home to an Enviro Fountain. Each is a little bit different, from the corporate setting to the nonprofit. Each has a different type of space and population, and thus different social interactions. The Fayetteville Underground is an art gallery and a location that people would naturally frequent. Ben says designing for this space was a bit of a challenge, as it is already a destination for art. And there is an expectation for the types of interactions to be had there.
So that one, we chose to break the space of the gallery. We created this infinity room through mirror inside of my studio. And so you walk into it and space kind of opens up and feels fluid. And that was one way of dealing with the different type of space and interaction. And really, you know, it doesn't change a whole lot, like the message or the kind of contextualization of it when it changes from like a nonprofit to something corporate. It's really for us like this huge difference in learning experience of how to like interact with these professionals and what kind of planning goes into it in different locations. So that was like a huge learning curve as well.
Ben says as an artist, he has a lot of choices. Is the purpose of the work to compete with the space or to enhance its architecture? As the Walton Arts Center is a high-traffic place with a circulating population and programming, the cart mechanism seemed fitting. He says the work was inspired by the wonder cabinets of Mark Dion and other artists who use moving cabinetry.
And that was just to make use of something, let it be mobile so that they can do what they will with it, utilize it however they choose.
He says the ticking sound the cart makes as it waters was actually a surprise. The artist had a set of expectations to how the devices would work, and sometimes those went unmet.
So then you realize, like, we can adhere them to different materials and they'll make different sounds. If it's hollow or if it's a hard material or a porous material. And that one, we really liked the sound of it, and we knew that it would be outside a large amount of the time. It sounds sort of like Japanese water drums to us. So it was just kind of fun to play with like how the machines make sounds back and kind of create this conversation.
Even if the depot were a quiet space, the devices in these beds were buried in the dirt, leaving little resonance to carry it. But that was the intention, as to not annoy the diners with the ticking heard above. The materials used to make all of the sculptures were largely recycled. Here at the depot, the owners are renovating an old garage on MLK Boulevard in Fayetteville for a new Arcegas location. And the resources for these works came from that building's demolition. The burlap that can be seen through wooden slabs at the bottom of the boxes came from the delivery of green coffee. Now that the sculptures are in place, Ben says they are in a meditation of maintenance, checking in on the works and refilling their water buckets about once a week.
We're taking turns, and yeah, my route right now is kind of this all-encompassing, like, feeling like I have six pets that I've left to, like, babysitters all around town, so I feel really like I need to be there. So I'm kind of maintaining them all and making sure alongside our team that we have good notes on this one needs this much water, or, you know, this device needs to be rewatered every 5 days, different things like that. So I'm kind of getting this routine in place now, and then I'll be able to delegate that to all of our volunteers that are all, you know, provided for in this creative community of the Arcegas Depot.
The Enviro Fountains will be on exhibit through the Artisphere Festival and will be removed from their locations at the end of June. And like Stickworks, Ben says the materials will be repurposed, most likely by going into other works of the three artists, which he says will also be reworked into the community. As for artworks of Artisphere's past, Karst, a cob structure, will be removed mid-June. And all materials for that are decomposable. Spiral Wetlands will remain at Lake Fayetteville through the growing season and into November, when the plants will be replanted at other wetland sites. For more information, visit artisphere festival.org. This is Ozarks at Large.